to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions, Chris Witz with you. If you take the time to read the New Testament and you could do a check on the various encounters, the stories of when Jesus meets up with people, you would discover something quite remarkable. Out of the 132 contacts that Jesus had in the New Testament, 6 were in the temple. This was in the Gospels. 6 were in the temple, 4 were in the synagogue, and 122 were out in the mainstream of life. Well, quite a big difference, isn't it? It says something very significant to me, that Jesus loved to mix with ordinary people like those who live in the villages, the carpenters, farmers, parents, children, just to name a few. Now, there wasn't anything particularly remarkable about these folk. No spark would draw attention to them, and we're talking about the first century Palestine, don't forget. They slept and they worked and they just interacted with their family in the community. There were three classes of people in that time. There was the upper class, the middle class, and the lower class. The middle class was mainly the traders and the merchants, the stone cutters and the sculptors and the craftsmen. You know, they were dealing with wood and metal. The Pharisees, they were another sect. The scribes, the sages and the teachers, they were part of the middle class. And then you had, of course, the lower class. And these were the labourers, the weavers, the stone carriers, the slaves, and the unemployed people, the lepers, the people who were blind, the mentally ill, the crippled. So Jesus had this remarkable authority to mix with all three classes. He met them in the routine of daily life. He met them where they were. I remember that was back in 2005, Bono, U2's lead singer, had been declared one of Time magazine's Persons of the Year. And Christianity Today made the comment in an article that Bono had made a very helpful statement about Jesus. Christ teaches, he said, that God is love. But what does that mean? For me, it means a study of the life of Christ. Love describes itself as a child born in straw poverty, the most vulnerable situation of all, without honour. I don't let my religious world get too complicated, said Bono. So that was the world that Jesus was born into. But as he grew into manhood, we read in Mark's Gospel that the common people heard him gladly, chapter 12, verse 33. Now, other translations say that the great throng heard him gladly, the large crowd enjoyed listening to Jesus teach. He had this tremendous ability to speak simply, to summarize important truths. And so there was this appeal about Jesus. He made sense, and he appealed to everyone, any class or whatever age. He talked to people where they were, not where he wanted them to be, and he could answer the deepest questions about life and explain the eternal truths. Now, this phrase, common people, actually comes from a Greek word, okolos, O-C-H-O-L-O-S, which means a casual collection of people, common people, as opposed to the rulers and the leading men. Sometimes they were referred to as the ignorant multitude. He used simple and ordinary language in Aramaic, which most of the people understood. And so he would, as we would say today, call a spade a spade. He spoke the truth. It really got him into trouble, the scribes and the Pharisees, and they used to love wearing long robes and treat other people very harshly. Jesus clashed, called them hypocrites, and immediately he was a marked man. But Jesus knew their hearts, and they weren't interested in the common people, the ordinary people. In fact, they just went all out to avoid these people. But Jesus, for example, he wasn't afraid to reach out to a woman possessed by a demon or a man infected with leprosy or a woman accused of adultery. When the adults told Jesus to stop wasting time on children, he rebuked them, and he had the time for children. No wonder, he said of himself, the Son of Man came to look for and to save people who were lost. And Luke, who tells us so much about these things, says that every day Jesus kept on teaching in the temple, and other people. He taught in the temple every day. Other people got up early and came to hear him teach. And really, he taught like someone with authority, not like the teachers of the law. What a wonderful thing this was, that Jesus understood. Thank you, Lord, that you do understand. As I'm an ordinary person, you understand me. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.